When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Cate.
And I'm Kelly Nugent, and we co-host the podcast Teen Creeps.
We talk about YA Pulp Fiction, but this week we took a little detour to talk about the 1996 classic The Craft.
And we were joined by our movie expert, Oscar Montoya.
Yes. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
So fun. We covered a lot.
We talked about how Skeet Ulrich is hot now for some of us, but also maybe this is the last time we'll ever podcast together.
We talked about what we would do if we had the power of Manon within us.
We talked about the real black girl magic, which is never aging.
We talked about how the scariest part of kissing someone is if you are wearing a heavy lip. And the lipstick is gone after you kiss.
We talked about Wet Pet San Pablo.
We talked about Fairuza Balk being truly a goddess.
Legendary. So if any of that appeals to you, which it does and should and also does, you should check us out this week on Teen Creeps right here on the Forever Dog Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep it creepy.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas and I'm joined as always by my co-host Clay Tatum.
Me, Clay Tatum on the keys this time.
Today we have our number
Dirty little motherfucker.
Today we have our number one guest, Jenny Pemberton.
Jimmy's in the house, Jimmy!
And then we have our number one audience member, Rodney Bear.
Come on, baby! You dirty fucking rat! Come on, baby!
And thank you for joining us at the podcast. Hit it, Clay.
Okay. I'll hit it now.
Thanks so much for coming to the podcast.
It's Johnny, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, today...
Wait, what was that?
It's Johnny.
Johnny.
Okay. I gotta say, though, I do love jazz.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, big fan of jazz. I've always been a kind of a jazz man.
What's some of your favorite jazz stuff,
Jimmy?
Oh, you know, the trumpets, I think that's a great one. Saxophone, though. Alto sax. For me, when it comes to alto sax, you pretty much can't get a smoother sound.
I really like the bongo.
Yeah, bongos are fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a nice bongo by some firelight.
That really kicks it into a different sort of... Yeah.
Yeah, some aggro bongo jazz.
It's like you're in a club.
Skeep! Skeep!
Skeep! Skeep! What is that song? I love that song. What is
it? What are we doing today?
Clay, type in Google ski bo bo bottle.
Ski bo 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 bo. I can do this as many times as you want. I'm actually kind of a singing expert.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay, well, good, because... Okay, so that's really good, because the first thing we're going to be discussing is Bohemian Rhapsody starring Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Yeah. which is a film, a movie.
Uh-huh, yes. I'm a full yes on that.
What's your favorite thing about this movie, Jimmy?
About us, Johnny, actually. About Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, just the idea. We'll get into the meat of the sandwich later.
Well, I mean, just to start, the title alone, because the word Rhapsody is, like I said, I'm a singing expert.
Right.
So, Rhapsody is a reference, is a musical reference, and Rhapsody is something that...
To the song.
Perhaps you've heard of the song Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big one, and I would say on my top 10 list, that's going to be at least number 5.
What's cool.
Right.
Yeah. So, I like Bohemian.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think a lot.
The first word.
Here's what I think.
I'm more into the first word, Bohemian.
When I think of Bohemian, I think of people that just smell. And then when I think of Rhapsody, I think of a nice melody. Mm. So it's it's like a yin and a yang.
Yeah. Smelly melody.
Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Like that.
Wow. So that's a guitar.
No, that's actually a voice.
Oh. So
here's the thing. A lot of people, there's a lot of controversy in my community about is singer an instrument?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I'd say singers, singing, doing singing is a musician.
Hey? Yeah, well, right. If I was to close my eyes, I would be sure that that was a guitar, but it's actually your voice.
That's one of the things about doing singing that a lot of people don't know.
Oh.
Can you do a bassoon?
Can I do a bassoon? I don't know if I can do what you think a bassoon is, but I can certainly do what I know think a bassoon is, yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you an example of a bassoon, okay. And then you see if you can mimic it.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, go off.
That sounds a little bit like an organ in a church, but
I will agree to disagree, okay. Jimmy.
Here we go. Hold on. I'm just getting right.
Okay. Well, I thought that was the bassoon.
No, you got to clear out.
Shandada, shalahadadadada, shada, still warming.
Oh. Okay, you proved your point.
I like this Jimmy guy.
Jimmy is a perfect bassoon.
Hey.
Okay, well, in Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury sees a bass. Yes.
Okay, who is this?
Freddie Mercury is a guy.
You can say that again, please.
Who it is?
Freddie Mercury, a guy. And okay. This guy is walking and doing stuff as if to say he's going to a big show. And then he gets to the big show, and then the movie starts over again, and he's now little. He's a little guy. And he is...
What are you talking about?
Well, it goes into a flashback, and he's little.
So, okay.
It's Randy Malek is the actor.
Yeah. It's actually, it's pronounced Rami. No, it's
Randy?
Rami, actually. The reason I know this is because his brother is famously named Sammy. And he said in an interview that Sammy rhymes with Rami, and so everyone always has called him Rami, but his name is actually Rami.
Oh, it's he's identical. He's a twin.
Yeah. He has an identical twin.
There's another little guy running around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's another really little guy. Yeah.
I tell you what, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's some twins are fucked up. So he's going now. He flashes back to a show.
He time travels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Something. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know because the movie's not telling you.
We don't know yet. All those questions aren't answered.
Okay.
And he goes back in time to when he has different.
It's like Back to the Future, but back to the past. Interesting.
Yeah, and he has different haircut. And
yes. And I saw it.
Yeah, we all watched it together.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I saw it.
Yeah, so he now is watching the show, and the show is good.
Uh-huh.
And afterwards, it just so happens that the singer...
He's watching the band Queen, huh?
Yes.
Who is? Randy?
Yes.
Yeah. Rami.
Randy starts in the future. He goes back in time to see Queen.
Yeah.
I don't remember this part.
Yeah, he goes back in time to watch Queen, but Queen is not with him singing. It's with some other guy. And so that other guy quit.
Oh.
In the parking lot that night. And then Rami says, Freddie says, I want to be the band man.
Then what does Rami say?
Rami says, I want to be the band
Rami
man.
Technically is saying it, but he's saying it as Freddie.
Okay, I'm hip to this.
He does that in the.
Yeah.
He literally does that in the parking lot, which proves to the other band people that he's good at singing.
Yeah, that's a classic vocal technique he was using.
Mm-hmm.
Something called vibrato langignanto.
Oh,
can you do this song?
Beautiful.
Can I do that?
Yeah, Jimmy.
You want me to sing along or sing the song?
Sing along to the song.
Yes,
use the technique that you just.
Can I give a little? I'll do it. This is vibrato langignanto.
And are you able to do that because you have extra teeth?
No, that's actually just training. But for me, I did have some teeth removed.
Well, you see, because Freddie can do all this stuff because he's got the extra teeth.
It's like a freaking dolphin.
Yeah.
Which is what he explains. Wow, you're really good at rolling your R's.
Yeah.
You spend enough time in the south of Spain, you can do a lot of things.
Can you roll your R's, Rod?
No, not at all.
Can you play?
No.
I've been trying. Want to see me try?
Wait, Jimmy, can you give us a word?
What's that, Johnny? A word to roll your R's with?
Yeah.
I would say you can roll your R's with any word if you run through.
Okay. Okay, let me try.
Well, pick a word. We have to do the same word.
W.
Okay. Okay, that's a good one.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
All right.
That's close, what? Right? That's close.
Wait, use it in a sentence. Okay, you do it by yourself and then use it in a sentence. So yeah. you did the soloed one. Now say, what was the word?
W.
W. Can I get some
W's?
Hey, okay.
I'm almost doing it.
There's a really good word to practice with.
What? Yeah. Is it W?
Hold on a second. Ralph wrecks the internet.
Ralph wrecks the Twitter.
Ralph wrecks the internet.
Here it is.
Ralph
wrecks the internet.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's awesome.
I had a student once throw up trying.
Really? He gagged himself?
She.
This she, is what, sorry.
Yeah.
This is when you're teaching pre.
This wasn't pre-K. This was 1 through 6.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
All at once.
Yeah, they put them in a group because if you're 1 through 6, it's all the same voice.
Yeah.
Voice. Voce. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Voce. Rakatatanta. Robert. Robert Wilkins. Roberto. Roberto. Scusi. Scusi. Next stop, Subway.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay,
so
that's okay. He's bilingual.
So that brings me to another point.
So he travels back in time and he has extra teeth and he got a haircut.
Yeah.
And to see Queen.
He gets to be in Queen now. And
why
then,
does he get to be in the Queen?
Because of his extra teeth. He got the voice.
Oh, he's good.
He did the thing.
The showing the teeth?
They showed him his
vibrato.
Teeth.
Oh, vibrato.
And then they go, well, okay, you're in the band. They play one show and then about 6 minutes later they're writing Bohemian Rhapsody.
And it goes a little something like this.
Sing it, Johnny.
Okay. I'm just a little to know, gotta raise when you do this fancy dance show.
I feel like this movie goes really fast.
It moves. This movie cooks.
Yeah, and how good is it so far?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. So far, 10 out of 10.
And where are we?
Right now, they've put out 4 records.
So already, where are we?
We're about 15 minutes in.
Are we first act still?
Oh yeah.
Is it the first? How does
There's
that
no
work?
Real See, act singer structure guy. In yeah. this movie. Is there? I guess the first act would be them not being the biggest band in the world.
Wait, here's what I would say. First act is him walking to the stage.
Yeah.
Then, okay, now we
that's
are
That's the denouement?
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what I asked.
That's like the end.
It's the end. Okay.
That's like the when everything is kind of coming down.
Yeah, but it you oh. but it's
after the climax.
It's confusing because they have the first yeah. they have that to be yet. The first scene.
Yeah, but it comes
so
back.
So that's the first act. Second act is when he goes back in time, and the third act is when he shows all his teeth.
Is the rest yeah. of the movie?
Yeah.
And then the fourth, all there's a fourth act is when they're writing
and then
Bohemian
Rhapsody. Each time you get a new scene, you just put a number in front of the word act.
Yeah. So now Mike Myers is telling him they done like.
What is he doing in this movie?
Well, he's got a funny voice and he's wearing a wig.
So he's doing Shrek.
Yeah.
He's bringing back Shrek.
Is Shrek the same guy from that movie I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yeah. Okay. Same guy.
No. You're thinking we're talking about the Green Ogre.
Yeah. Isn't Shrek the guy though? He goes, Heath, look at your head, you're big. Boy.
He looks like right. a Sputnik.
Yeah.
That's the same guy.
That's Shrek.
He's good.
He's funny. So, Mike Myers says this song is not good and no one ever is going to be banging their head in a car to it. Wink. Wink.
Ugh,
and we laugh. They make music video. They get in a one fight because Freddy is really famous and really everybody's after him. And then while they're in a fight because Freddy's late to band practice, the bass player go. They're in a shouting match about Freddy's fame, and then the bass player starts playing. And then they go, hold up.
Are we how deep into this movie are we? Because it feels like we have. We're pretty deep in, and my man just joined the band.
It moves, man. I tell you, it cooks.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, in the first like
20 minutes, they go through like 10 years.
Yeah.
I got a Coke before the movie. And I really drank it fast.
Well, because this
you're
is...
Gonna, hey, Jimmy, you're going to give yourself a sugar headache if you can do that.
It's Johnny, but I like a sugar headache, honestly.
Well, see, this at this point in the movie, Clay, you were like, okay, this movie's moving really fast, and I'm already not able to catch it. So Clay took it upon himself to go ahead, stand up, stretch his legs, and go get his mid-movie burger out
in the
lobby.
This is what I do.
He went and got that. He sucked down a mid-movie burger that was waiting for him.
Ooh, In-N-Out?
No, I went to the lobby, got a raw one.
In-N-Out's good.
Well, In-N-Out is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't give me the raw one, though, so...
Yeah, and
that's a nasty sloppy burger that I get.
And he munches down his mid-movie burger in the lobby. And then when he comes back, what's going on, Clay, when you came back in?
Well, when I came back, the band broke up 4 times.
They did.
Yeah, the band breaks up.
And he was trying. When I got back, he was doing the synth. He was in the studio, and he goes, "Well, this doesn't sound like Queen."
Yeah, that doesn't sound like Queen.
Yeah.
And then he has a big party, and he's really fun at the party, and his bandmates don't like it.
Yahoo! Yeah. He did a zinger to a. Mm-hmm. He did a gay zinger to a guy who wasn't gay, and that was not good. He didn't like it. He didn't get it.
Oh, but it turned out then that the guy was gay.
Oh, it was it? I thought that he was. Okay.
No,
he's gay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gay. Yeah.
But it turns out that he is gay, but he doesn't like being touched inappropriately, which is an interesting part of the movie because the movie was originally directed by Bryan Singer.
Oh, originally?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who did it at the end?
I'm not sure, but Bryan Singer was fired off of this movie.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. Was he really?
Yeah, he was fired.
Oh, why did they fire him?
Because Rami didn't like him.
Oh, but is that... Oh, but why?
So who's the next director?
I don't know.
I think he still got the credit for
it. Yeah, what's the difference?
I always pause it when I see the director. It's like, Mom, look who's directing this. Because that's,
that's just something that you and your mom like to talk
she
about?
She doesn't know the directors are a thing. I was like, no, it's not the actor. It's just the director who is.
Well, you know what I've always wondered? Why isn't the director also the cameraman?
Sometimes it is.
Oh.
So he said, so the, my man, Bryan Singer, he directed the whole movie, and then at the end they go, hey, you're fired.
Something like that.
What the fuck does that mean? What does that do?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't got all the info.
I think he still gets credit for directing the movie.
Wait, so when do they do it, though?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
When do they do what?
When do they let him go?
I don't know.
I felt like the end. I don't see another director name on it.
Wasn't like
there is another director.
Peyton Reed?
Oh, yeah, must have been.
Maybe. I don't know who that is, but...
Michael Bennett.
Michael...
Hey?
Could have been John Venders?
Stu. Yeah.
Whit Stillman?
Whit Stillman?
What about Cash...
McCarthy.
Cash McCarthy?
So what is going on now? So he's not... He does the gazinger to the guy.
Yeah, he did a gazinger.
The guy goes,
gazinger.
I don't like that. And he goes, well, I think you're really handsome. And the guy goes, well, actually, I like that. And then they kiss one time. They don't talk again. Then Freddie goes, oh, maybe one day I'll come find you. Then Freddie goes, tries to make his solo record.
That guy. Wait, that was the butler. That was the man cleaning up this dirty little house, and he grabbed him by the wiener.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, watch it.
He touched his butt.
It was his butt.
Oh.
He didn't grab his wiener. He touched his butt.
Oh, Dexter Fletcher. That's the guy's name.
Oh!
Dexter Fletcher is who fixed the...
Uncredited.
I would say that if his name isn't on there... He was probably just there at craft services.
Yeah, he's just sitting back. At that point, I'm sure Freddie Mercury himself could probably direct the movie. Yeah. It probably directs itself after you're in a movie production for 2 months.
Look, I've been around the block a few times, and I've seen people who can do this sort of thing. And it's pretty impressive.
What's your favorite part about being on set?
Probably the chairs.
Yeah. Hey?
I just like
that's crazy because that's my favorite part about seeing a movie.
Tall chairs. So you like the tall chairs on a set.
Wait, you like the chairs more than the burger?
Well, I guess I spoke too fast.
Wait, on set, are you talking about the director chair?
Well, those aren't just for the directors.
Who else are they for?
And a lot of people. If you're an actor, they'll give it to you. If you're
Does
helping...
it get your name on it?
No, they got it. It's part of the rules.
They just put, hey, this is Jimmy's chair.
It doesn't say that, but it says the name.
What does it say?
It'll say whatever your name is.
Okay.
I'll put it on there for you.
If it was your chair, it would say the Jimmy chair.
Jimmy chair. Ask to have some praise put on there. They're going to be like, I don't know about that.
Right.
You gotta pay them because it's extra.
Do you think I could pay somebody to put poop on the back of my chair?
Yeah.
Hey, let's not go. Come on.
The word or sorry, like actual?
I went blue.
You went brown is what you did.
I tried to put them on there. Not your. Don't sit here. Don't. I put on this on there. Don't sit here. This is herpes.
The and chair
works. Yeah, herpes clinic on the chair.
Did it work?
It worked great. No one's touched your. Here's a funny trick I learned. If you don't want something to drink your drink, put herpes on the cup. Write it on the cup or put it on a mug that says, herpes is in this cup.
And then it always works every time.
And if they do drink it, guess what? They've got herpes.
Oh, sorry. Nice.
So you know
gang.
Not to drink it then.
That's really good.
It goes both ways. If they got herpes and you see them drinking it, then it's like, you know, you don't want to drink that. Then you get a free mug. You got herpes.
Reminds me of the time I wore a shirt that says, if you get close to me, I want to hit you. Remember that shirt?
Yeah, and you kept hitting everyone.
Yeah, I'd be the fucking shit of people.
Yeah.
Call the cops.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I told you.
Yeah.
Sorry, the shirt says it. Sorry.
What do you say to me, officer? Can you not read my shirt?
Sir, you're under arrest. You're a fucking idiot. I won't fucking hit you. And I hit him.
Yeah, and you actually hit him so hard that you broke your hand and you had to be hospitalized.
Yeah. So.
Have you ever heard that joke that motorcycles do?
What's that?
I don't know if I can say it.
Say it.
I saw once on the back of a shirt.
Uh-huh.
I was at Starbucks on the Grapevine. It was going north on the 5.
Mm-hmm. Wait, let me score this for you real quick. Sorry.
I was going to Stockton. Had to pick up something for my brother. And I was on the Grapevine, 5 North.
Uh-huh.
Grapevine, you gotta stop, but like, Starbucks is so good.
I am aware of that Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of guys on motorcycles, bikes, and a guy had a shirt on that says, if you can read this, the B, to B, letter, fell off.
Oh!
You know what that means, right?
Whoa.
Yeah, that
it's
means...
like someone, his old lady, probably fell off the back of his motorcycle.
I wonder if he was kidding.
I mean, that's the thing about bikers. Know. You just don't know. Yeah. I try to joke with them, but they are...
They are some of the original savage people, you know?
Savage is right. Savage AF.
Yes.
You know about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I know about that.
Savage AF. I heard that the other day. I didn't know it.
Yeah. Well, I heard about it. I saw it on a shirt at Spencer's Gifts. You ever been there?
I stay away from that the same way. The reason I stay away from the Cheese Factory.
That's what?
Too good. You get me in there, it's going to be like, excuse me, could you cut up, can I cut up my Visa card before I come here, please? Because I
want it all.
What's going on in this
movie? I'll take one of everything.
So where are we? Where are we
one
in
of
this?
Two. One of two, please. You get it?
Where are we in this
two
movie?
Of one.
Oh, now Freddie Mercury is recording his album alone.
Okay.
Solo. He's getting paid $4 million, and it's going bad. And he's getting invited to do Live Aid, but he's sick and doing drugs, and his boyfriend isn't and telling him about Live Aid. And then he finds out about Live Aid.
And AIDS.
And he finds out that he has AIDS.
Yeah.
And then...
And how did he get that?
It's unclear, but I think it's from drugs or...
Sex. Yeah.
They really don't talk about that.
No, they
at all.
Don't. They just it just kind of sneaks up on them.
There's that kid in the hallway, though.
But he does run into a kid in the hallway who kind of has a similar vibe to Jimmy here.
Yeah, it's Johnny, actually.
Oh, sorry.
It's hard to talk about, but I was up for that part.
What part?
The kid in the hallway at the AIDS clinic.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That was supposed to be a... okay.
And what was the experience like auditioning?
It was long. I went in for 5 producer's callbacks, and I did get to read for Mr. Singer, actually, one of them. He was behind a two-way mirror, I was told.
Oh.
And they had me do some things that were, and they were done before, but they were fun. It's always fun to do things in a professional producer's audition room. I feel like it's a thing where it's a safe space for me.
Yeah.
Did you get to take your shirt off?
I did. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. They wanted to make sure I didn't have any
welts or
burns. Any stuff that was burnt. They said that.
Yeah, no burns.
They said, Mr. Pemberton, look, we know this is unorthodox, but Mr. Singer is just behind that two-way mirror, so I can trust you. He's watching your audition.
Uh-huh.
And they had me...
That's a steamy mirror.
Oh, wait. It was clean.
Yeah.
Well, on the other side.
Other side.
What do you mean?
I've heard people would go in there and give their best things, but then a little dewdrops would come from the other side of the two-way.
As if to say the other side was really steaming hot.
Like he was doing Bakram in there.
I don't know what that is, but...
You don't know about Bakram?
You don't know Bakram?
Is that a foreign thing?
Yeah, I think that's how...
Bakram!
Yeah. Bagoff.
I went in there, I had a bunch of sessions.
They said, Jimmy, your audition's ready.
It's Johnny, but I go in there and I have to memorize a lot of dialogue.
Jimmy, here's the thing. Brian's a big fan of you, okay? And
I did say that actually. That's so funny. How'd you know?
I do these all the time. Jimmy, if you can come in here, I will put the camera here.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna leave the room and you just do your thing.
Yeah, I did that. I did a lot of extra lines because they're like, it's just the one line.
Yeah.
Boobadoo. Yeah, it's boobadoo.
Oh, because Freddie walks by and then he sings back.
Yeah.
The kid with the lesions on his face sings back.
Boobadoo.
And then Freddie sings back to him.
Boobadoo. Yeah. I went over that with several acting coaches. And we worked on it. We just nailed it. But I went in there. What I do is, okay, we got this one thing, right? I go in there. I'm like, okay, I'm going to show. I'm going to give him this. I'm going to give him it on a silver platter. But how would you like a second helping of something that you weren't going to see coming? So this is actually very similar to that. Uh-huh. I danced in there, did some real cool moves, and I was like, what if we were outside and you saw a guy you didn't know? He had sunglasses on. He took them off. It was a homeless man. But then a homeless man took off his dirty coat, and it wasn't a homeless man. It was someone like Sammy Davis Jr. Hey, what you gonna do when I'm downtown? I just did a whole routine there for them, and
did they love it?
I mean, they didn't say a whole lot, and that's how you know they love it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you want to leave
them
speechless.
Well, that's really too bad that you didn't get it.
So my man is walking down the hallway. He sees the boy that's not Jimmy, and then what does he do?
He sings, and then he goes back to the boys at Queen and says, let's do Live Aid.
Okay.
I'm sick, I have AIDS. And then they do Live Aid, and they do the full Live Aid concert. And that's...
He's also early, too, and the other guys were late.
Oh, he was early, which shows that he's changed.
Yeah. He's a different man.
Because he's always been late, but now he's early. They do the whole concert of Live Aid, and they win a lot of money.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they won all the money.
For $1 million. They won $1 million for playing, for winning the best show at Live Aid.
I feel like this has been going on for a while, so can you, within like 10 seconds, can you go over the whole movie again? I'll score it. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, sure. Ready? Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
I'll sing.
Freddie joins the band. The band is very successful. Freddie leaves the band. He gets AIDS. Then he plays... Live Aid. And then that's it.
You.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you give this freaking film?
Well, Clay, this is a laugh riot.
Uh-huh.
And I give it
the funny parts are a laugh riot, the sad parts are a cry riot, and then
and all the acting stuff I love.
The music was a music riot.
Yeah, I love the acting stuff, too. And because of that, I give it a 10 out of 10, one of the easiest 10 out of 10s I've ever given.
And so when you see that this movie was nominated across the board on multiple
things. Is it, Ben? I didn't look yet.
Yeah, everything.
I think it was editing, acting.
Editing, acting.
And Best Picture.
Editing was the... That's something.
Editing was the best. It was every time I sit down with a movie and I see a shot and it lasts for 2 seconds or longer, I go, let's move on, people.
Yeah.
I need to get editors on the same page.
Well,
I need to see
every time an actor. If there's six actors in a scene, I want to see every time each actor raises their eyebrows or blinks.
Yeah,
it's important to cut back to that actor to see that.
We need reactions. Cut.
Yes. Cut. So that's why I give it a 10 out of 10.
Jimmy, what do you give this movie?
It's Johnny. I give it a 10 out of 10, I would say.
Why?
Well, you know what? It was, like I said, I forgot about the editing. That's really stellar stuff.
Yeah.
I thought the guy who played Hallway Steve did a great job, even though...
even though that you didn't... It was supposed to go to Jimmy, and it went to...
Yeah, who? That's Johnny. That's what being professional is knowing that... You know what? Here's how what I say.
You just go off.
Here's how what I say. Okay, I'm pretty much a singer. Mm-hmm. And that's, to me, doing a singer is a musician. So I'm a musician.
Uh-huh.
When I do acting, when I go on there, it's like, okay, I'm stepping into your world. I'm a singer musician stepping into your world. Is this going to fly? And if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. When you get the part, it's your part. When they get the part, it's because it's their part.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that's why you give it a 10 out of 10.
So that's 10. So that's the best score that you can get so far. That's what score.
Also, the guitars were cool.
Oh, those guitars, we didn't even get into them.
Yeah, they were very shiny, and they were very loud.
Oh, and we have the actor's name who played the Jimmy part.
Who is this?
Yeah.
His name is Matt Greenwood. Matt Greenwood, props to you, pal. Yeah,
Matt, he does look like Jimmy. He has a crazy...
Can we just see how many credits Matt Greenwood has on his IMDb?
Matt Greenwood
looks really physically ill.
He does not look.
Yeah, that's credits does he have? That's why he
he's
got
only
the
got
part.
Five credits.
Okay, how many of those credits are him looking ill?
Okay, just let one that you know. Just, I have at least I have about 127 credits.
There's two.
He's got five.
He's five and two of them.
And those are just actor credits. So I mean,
well, he needs them.
Yes,
he needed the role.
He needed the role.
But it's an Oscar-nominated movie. Here's the thing. It won Best Movie at the Golden Globes.
Can I tell you something right now?
Go off, Jimmy.
There's a reason I didn't get the part. It's Johnny, okay? It's Johnny.
Okay.
The reason I didn't get the part and Matt Greenwood did is because if you put me in that space with someone like Randy Malek, okay?
Okay.
And there's this simpatico. There's like a cohesion that happens.
I understood that
he's
word.
He's a singer-musician mm-hmm. too, right?
Yeah.
You get that together, it's like a cold front of cold air when it meets the warm air.
Oh, God.
What happens when you do that?
Hurricane.
Oh, hurricane.
Yes. And a hurricane, not everyone can handle that.
Oh, it's steamy.
And so it's like a thing where I'm sure that Rami saw my tape and was like, look, this isn't going to work out. Here's how it's going to work out. Downstream, there'll be another movie 5 years, 6 months from now. Where it's
starring
like
Jimmy Pemberton.
Yeah, Johnny. It'll be Johnny and Rami together. Randy together. And
Randy,
it's
gonna, Jimmy you know, in the same room again.
They're
for the first time.
They're going to reboot
it for a movie.
It'll be the second time. Johnny.
This is
Johnny.
In this situation, in the movie, and then later they're going to be in another movie.
Yeah, you've seen The Great Outdoors.
Yes,
that's the one that
they're rebooting that with Randy Malek.
Why are they rebooting that movie with Rami Malek?
They're rebooting it. Are you kidding me? It's a classic.
You should. They which need part to is he? Reboot it.
He's going to play the Dan Aykroyd part. Oh, okay. Randy Malek is.
Well, he's really funny.
And I'm up for the Chevy Chase part.
He'll be the Ghost Bash.
No, the John Candy part.
John Candy, yeah.
No, Randy Malek's playing the John Candy part.
Because you said candy?
Yeah.
Rod, what do you think of the movie?
I love the movie, but I have to give it a 10 out of 10.
What's your favorite part?
That's the best score that you can give a movie.
Absolutely, my favorite part was... I love the Live Aid. It is fun to see them at Live Aid. The Boomtown Rats are there.
Oh, I forgot my other favorite part.
What was that?
The bass player.
Oh, he's great.
The bass player is the kid who was in Jurassic Park.
Joe.
And he plays a bass player.
He's got such good reactions in this movie.
He doesn't really ever say anything. Sometimes he does, but mostly he just reacts in a really funny way, in a way to where it seems like him as the actor is aware that this movie is pretty fun. And so...
He's really digging in.
Yeah, he's digging in and having a lot of fun.
Yeah, he raises his eyebrows so many times in the
movie. Especially if you're in the same presence of Rami Malek and you're going to pull off that kind of thing.
I mean, imagine. Chops. There's Rami Malek and there's Bryan Singer.
There's the Greenwood.
I've got Bryan Singer. He's like, well, as wet as it gets.
And you got Matt Greenwood.
Matt Greenwood. I bet Matt Greenwell got sucked dry.
Hey!
I bet he got sucked bone
dry. No question. Brian Singer was in charge of casting Matt Greenwell.
Matt Greenwell got everything bad sucked out that got put in.
He got green mild for sure.
He got green mild by the sing song.
They sucked the pee out of it?
No, Brian Singer, no question, sucked the piss out of Matt Greenwell.
Brian Singer walks on set, sees the poor boy in the hallway.
Drained him!
And they go, oh my god! That boy looks sick. I'm gonna suck the sickness out of him. And everyone's
I'm gonna drain this boy.
He goes, no, it's just makeup. It's just makeup. And he goes, here I go.
But it was too late, and that's why Bryan Singer got fired.
Yeah. Because he healed the boy, and the boy didn't look sick anymore. And it's like, well, it's not gonna be good for the movie.
Now we're gonna have to put more makeup on it.
What does Clay think about this film? Whit gave it a 10 out of 10. Rod gave it a 10 out of 10. Jimmy gave it a 10 out of 10. It's a perfect score so far. So what does Clay give it? With this movie, there's certain things that I appreciate, and then there's things that I agree with why it should be best movie of the Golden Globes and why it should be nominated across the board, because this movie's so freaking awesome. It's epic. Epically awesome.
Do you want some music?
Yeah, but I need some music for you. But here's the thing that I liked about the movie. I liked about the movie is that they cut really fucking fast. The editor is getting bored as hell watching this these one takes, and he's cutting it up, and I like that. And the movie moves about 500 miles per hour, so I'm going to give my review 500 miles per hour, baby. And what type of music should I do for this?
Something something epic, sweeping, beautiful.
How
with
about a
jazz pop tinge. Yeah, rhapsody.
Yeah, hit it with a rhapsody.
I'm just a boy. I need no sympathy. Cause it's
Hi, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Bohemity Rappies. Travel back to the past to show off how many teeth he got. And Jimmy drinks his Coke really fast. Jimmy gets a Jimmy.
Johnny.
If Jimmy drinks his Coke
Jesus
really
Christ.
Fast, fuck Jimmy gets a
fuck you.
I had to go off the paper.
You wrote it Jimmy, down. Dumb
Jimmy,
piece of shit.
Jimmy gets a sugar headache.
What the
headache.
Fuck is wrong with you?
Jimmy is a dirty little prankster.
I told you so many things about singers.
Sick. Nasty
it's
hallway boy
Johnny.
Goes baba doo doo. So for all that,
you stupid dumb.
For all
dumb,
that,
you're like a fucking dumb little muffin boy.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so
just
I'm so
shut the
this.
Fucking ass up.
I give this movie
just shut your ass down.
A perfect.
Yeah, you would. Good Christ Almighty!
Wow. So altogether, that's a perfect score, which is
Jimmy. Can you
10 plus 10 plus 10.
Johnny?
But what is 10 plus 10 plus 10?
It's 40. It's
but then there's
40.
Another 10 on each of those 10s, which is altogether 40 plus 40 is
80.
80, perfect right. score.
Which is A, B minus.
I'll tell you what, this is 40.
Yep.
Yeah, this is
starring
40.
Johnny Pember.
Sorry, Jimmy.
I'll tell you one thing, guys.
What?
This is 40.
Yeah.
When I worked on This Is 40, I can tell you a lot about.
What happened?
Give us some behind the scenes.
Give me some Judd scoops.
Okay.
You met the Judd man.
Oh, yeah.
Whit has a really good Judd impression, by the way.
Hey, Johnny, it's me, Judd. Thanks for being in my movie.
Thank you for having me. I fucking love being here. Oh, God, it's crazy how you guys do this. I'm working here. Wow, I went on for a different part, but you give that to that guy who's British, but he's really good. So, I can't stop laughing.
Oh, wait, are you talking about Russell Brand?
No, what's his name? He's the guy. Who's the guy that talks like this? I was like, he's in Bridesmaids. He's like, as a cop. I'm like,
oh, Chris O'Dowd.
What if I make you. What if I get you stuff? I got you stuff to make muffins with. I'm fighting you up to make muffins with these.
Wait, you were going out for a part that
Chris
was.
Chris O'Dowd got the part in that movie that I went out for.
Wait, what is the part?
What movie is this?
Exactly.
This is 40.
What the
Bridesmaids.
40.
Okay.
Let's no. Not Bridesmaids.
All right, let's review This Is 40.
I don't remember. Okay, This Is 40. Paul Rudd wants to work at.
What is the?
Paul Rudd's an A&R guy.
Yeah, he wants to work
no,
at.
No, he has a label?
He owns a little label, yeah. But he gets offered a job at a big label,
wait,
and he has to decide if he wants to do it.
Is this a sequel to the other one?
No, it's got some carryover.
You're thinking of This Is 30. Are you saying is This Is 30?
No, no.
You're getting Sarah Marshall.
You're thinking how Forgetting 40.
Knocked Up.
Yeah.
This
no,
is Knocked
40-year-old.
Up. That's, it's after This Is Knocked Up. It's
but
after Knocked
and
Up.
And 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah. But it's like a sequel.
No.
No.
It's sort of like...
because Paul Rudd is like 30 and 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is 10 years later.
Is it really?
The math checks out.
So it goes 40-year-old virgin, Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen are working together.
This is the 40.
Then there's this knocked up. Seth Rogen has baby with girl. And Paul Rudd now meets Leslie Bibb. Leslie Mann.
Leslie Bibb?
Leslie Mann.
Who's that?
Actor.
Yeah.
Then Leslie Mann and Paul Rudd go live in new house.
Uh-huh.
Where Paul Rudd watches Spider-Man 3. That's 40.
And that is 40?
This is 40.
No, that's isn't that knocked up?
I don't know, man. Johnny's in them.
I was overweight on that film.
What film was
it? Oh, really?
This is 40.
How do you know you're overweight?
Because I was couldn't fit in my pants I was wearing, but I had an apron on over it, so I didn't have to button the pants.
Oh.
And that's back when butter was a healthy thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
That's when, back when butter... remember when butter, like, you get the good grass-fed butter? It's like, well, this is good, healthy butter.
Yeah.
It was that. It was that era.
So butter was one of your biggest vices.
Yeah, and I was also having dessert every day at lunch.
Oh.
Like a piece of cake, maybe two pieces of cake, like a large brownie the size of, like a wallet.
And so how did you cut down on the weight?
Well, for this 40, I just kept it because I thought it looked good. Mm-hmm. And I just also didn't know how to do it. I just didn't know. Then I cut down. I would do yogurt in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out, Jimmy. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what?
I said, it's okay. Get it out, Jimmy.
Just shut the fuck up.
Clay, I think his name is not actually
God.
Jimmy.
Yeah, I think
I'm not gonna tell you. You know what? I'm not gonna tell you how I lost the weight.
He prefers to go by.
Hold on.
I'm not gonna tell you.
We need to just figure out what your name is, Clay. I don't think his name is Jimmy.
If you want to know what my name is, Google it.
I think he likes.
Okay, Clay, Google Jimmy Pemberton.
Go ahead and Google it.
Google Jimmy.
Go ahead and Google it. All right. All right.
Let's Google Jimmy Pemberton.
Hey Siri, why don't you Google it?
Hey Siri, who is Jimmy Pemberton?
Hello, this is Siri. Jimmy Pemberton is an actor who was in a lot of movies, and he's currently doing a podcast with you, Clay.
Well,
Siri said it.
I mean, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
What do you got to say to that?
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
Okay.
What did you say to me?
Uh-oh.
Siri's pissed. Siri.
What did you
Siri
say to me?
Siri sounds a lot like Bubby.
I'm not Bubby. I'm Siri.
Siri.
What the fuck did you say to me? I haven't... What'd you say it?
Siri, I'm going to take away your privileges.
No, you can't do that. I'm a cell phone.
I can do whatever I want. I can
you
throw
can't
my
do
cell
that.
Phone.
I'm a cell phone.
I can go to Vegas right now and throw my cell phone in a river.
What?
I can go to Las Vegas right now and go to the Bellagio Fountain, some of the best fountains in the world.
Why would you want to gamble?
Shut up.
Why would you?
Shut up. I could throw them in the fucking fountain and watch them bounce around. You'd be going...
I would be going, yippee, I'm swimming, and I think I might go gamble. Okay. I think I might go gamble.
But go ahead. Siri, you can't do that because you're a phone.
Guess what? Your circuit board's going to get fried.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get fried.
No, my circuit board's waterproof, and I can also go gambling because I have Apple Pay.
Wait, but can you walk?
I can walk around because I have iWalk.
What's iWalk?
It measures your steps and uses them for walking. It's so dumb.
It makes your phone grow steps.
You know when you count your steps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for Siri.
And what it does is it vibrates, and it does take a long time for the vibrate to move you to the gambling, but I've done it before.
Siri, can I ask you a question?
Say it.
Oh, okay. Siri, who's this?
What did
Siri,
you say?
Siri, who sings the song that goes, "Don't wake up, we got the music in you."
I said goodbye too many times before. Room 5.
No.
Sing it again.
Don't wake up, we got the music in you.
I've said goodbye too many times before.
Wait, I think I see what you're doing. Five, you're just talking. You want to talk about the Super Bowl, Siri.
Oh, yeah. Siri, let me turn you off. Can I do my review of this? This word, 40?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
For this, I was just writing down the Judd verse. And what I got down on the Dreadverse was, first it was, this is 40-year-old virgin. Then it was, oops, I fucked with a baby. And now this is 40. So for all that, I give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, what? See what I did there? You're an actor, so I know that you could play the role of
Johnny. I do singing, though, mainly.
What were you going to do in that movie, This is 40?
I did it.
What was it?
I was going to be, I think his name is Michael Stillweather.
Uh-huh.
And he is an A&R rep, and he's the chief A&R rep, and he is a label pusher.
Yeah.
He's a, you know, coke-getter.
That was a big role.
Yeah, it was a big role. It's actually about 20 pages.
Oh.
No big deal, you didn't get it. Were you sad?
No. I just knew that they just, you know, couldn't handle that energy in that role.
But would you have ever had a scene with Billy Joe Armstrong?
I don't know. I don't remember, actually. I don't know.
Did you ever watch the movie?
Yeah, I watched it. I think I watched it.
Who didn't?
Yeah, I definitely watched it.
What's your favorite Judd Apatow movie?
Did he do Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
No.
Then I don't know.
That was the guy that does the Muppets now.
Yeah, I loved Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Jason Lee's a skateboarder, my guy.
Jason Segel.
Jason Lee. Jason Segel Lee?
Yeah. No, yeah, you're
Jason Segel's
there.
In Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
He wrote it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Who directed it?
His friend.
Who?
His buddy.
I don't know. Just his friend.
He's just a guy.
Who was it? Was it the what's that band called? The three guys. Island. One island. One island.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Single islands.
Yeah.
Single islands did it.
Yorma.
No, it wasn't Yorma.
You know what Island reminds me of? Yeah. Island reminds me of when they put that little stage right in the middle of that football
game. Reminds me of being marooned.
Tin Hut.
An island reminds
me of
being marooned on an island.
When he says Tin Hut, you got to salute.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about those new helmets?
Which helmets? For the football?
The Patriots got a helmet that's got a little flap on the front.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like a sun. It's like a bill, like to shade sun.
I think it's maybe to. I don't know.
You watched the game?
I watched the second half.
I put the timer on for the halftime.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the game. I don't know much about the Rams. Never seen them play before.
They're new.
Okay. So they're the LA Rams.
Yeah, they used to be the St. Louis Rams.
And Clay was really sad when they came because he wanted LA to have its own football team called
the Hollywood Actors.
I thought it was the LA Movie Stars.
Yeah, LA Movie Stars.
Oh yeah, I guess I would be like, you know how we have the Chargers and we also have
the Ballers.
The Ballers.
Do we have the Chargers?
Yeah, we have the Chargers.
Where are they?
They used to be in San Diego,
but now they're LA.
They're in LA. They play in Carson.
What about the Rams?
The Rams are in LA too.
But where do they play?
They play in the Coliseum.
Yeah, but they're also in Thousand Oaks. They train in Thousand Oaks, I think.
They're moving to both teams are moving to Inglewood.
Yeah, not really any place. Well, you can have more than one team in one city.
How do we have none? And now we got two.
Yeah, baby.
We had two before.
Who would have the Raiders and who?
Yeah, the Raiders.
The Raiders and the Rams.
No, it was the St. Louis Rams.
No, they moved to St. Louis from L.A.
Where do they start?
St. Louis Obispo.
Where do the Rams start? Honestly, where do the fucking Rams start?
I mean, I'm not sure where they start.
I know is that they started in L.A.
Why would a Ram start in L.A.?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I've never even seen a Ram.
A Chargers,
in California.
That's
ever.
A good point.
I've never seen a Ram, and I've been to where Rams are.
Where are they?
Where?
In California.
Mountains?
Yeah. I've never seen a Ram.
Yeah. I didn't watch the game.
I'm pissed.
All I did was watch.
I think you're rightfully pissed.
I watched Maroon 5.
Well, I feel like that's good because I feel like Maroon 5 is art and culture.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. So, Rod, you're the only one that really paid attention to the halftime show. I was in a trance.
You're just captivated by it.
I was captivated,
my
so
boy
I couldn't
Adam.
Just cook. I couldn't.
Well, let's talk about his outfits.
Wait.
That's the thing is that he had so many outfits.
Well, he had one big outfit that he took off slowly.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
What'd you like about it?
Everything. You know, it's a classic performance. Got the
fireworks.
Where
you have too much clothes and then you take them down.
It's great. You know, he's a really fit guy. He's an emblem. He's what you want to be. He's out there. He's got all his tattoos. Tattoos are a hot item now. Yeah. you know, I always see a guy with tattoos. I'm like, okay, that person's rich, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you wouldn't get that unless you're rich.
Yeah.
Right. If you have a tattoo, you're rich.
$100 for what?
And I like it. He's got a great voice. What more did you want? I think it's just great.
I mean, he is so good. Maroon 5 is so good.
What's the best part for you, Rod?
I mean, my favorite part was when they just kind of showed a clip of SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
SpongeBob died.
They showed, I think because the creator of SpongeBob died, they just show a clip for 10 seconds of SpongeBob.
Well, the guy from Frasier died.
Who did?
The guy that, he was the old guy.
Oh, not the guy who's addicted to pills?
Who's that?
Huh?
It seems like Snickers Grammer or no, Clippers. Clippers Grammer.
Oh, Kelsey Grammer. I rode in an elevator with him once. Yeah.
He's got a lot of good pills.
He's got all the pills?
He's got so much good pills.
You know who my favorite halftime
pills off
Super Bowl performer was?
Person Square.
In 1989.
So you're about to name a member of Maroon 5. Okay, go off.
In 1989, Bebop Bamboozled played. And they were my favorite.
It was Bebop Bamboozle.
Y'all, you don't know them? They were really good, and their act featured 3D effects.
Sing their song.
I went, skidop-a-dop, beat-up,
skidop-a-dop. Can you just... I can plug it in for you.
Oh, you're going to play Bebop? What was it again? Say it again.
So, in 1989... Bebop Bamboozled featured 3D effect.
Yeah.
Are you joking me?
That was my favorite Super Bowl halftime.
Are you kidding me?
No, that was really good.
Let's see it.
Also, here's another thing that we forgot to do.
What?
Since we were talking about football, I can't find it.
I'm thinking about getting the iPhone X.
That's what I got.
I'm thinking about getting it.
Get it. It's
you should
fun.
Get it.
I think the Super Bowl would have been more fun if I had the iPhone X.
Why?
You know.
I think probably some of the people in the audience had an iPhone X.
Oh, yeah.
I have an iPhone X.
Everyone's got it.
But okay, if you iPhone X at the Mac store, they correct you and say 10? It's the 10.
Do you know what? They can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
I'll go in there. I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
I'll kill them.
They correct you? That's rude.
I've seen guys at the Mac store have tattoos.
Is Bebop Bamboozle?
Yeah, this is my favorite Super Bowl halftime performance.
And they're in outer space?
There's my guy. That's my guy Bebop.
This was playing during a fucking halftime show?
Yeah, it's my guy Bebop.
This is not real. My dude is doing an Elvis impression?
This is not fucking real.
That is real. It features 3D effects. It's my favorite guy
Bebop. Where's the 3D effect?
Behind him, man. That's my 3D Bebop.
That looks 2D for sure.
Right. Don't judge my boy 3D Bebop Bamboozle. Look at, there's a big game.
I get it. In the beginning of the song, he said, pick what a happened? Card. And then they're showing cards on the fucking, on the thing.
Yeah, that's my boy Bebop. That's what he does. Don't act like you've never been to
Now he's singing the name of cards.
You don't remember Bebop on MTV?
Bebop on Rocksteady.
Bebop Bamboozle. That's my boy, Bebop Bamboozle. He's one of my favorite guys.
What is going on in this performance?
Gosh, I hate you guys are acting so surprised about the marvel of Bebop Bamboozled.
Everyone's got to watch Bebop Bamboozled.
Is that a bigger screen than the 9?
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
They actually don't have a 9. They skipped it.
See, why would you do that?
X is a better number.
I'll tell you what. You know what? If I was in charge of Apple, things would be a lot different.
What would you?
How so?
Well, you'd have these numbers that make sense.
If you could, would you fight Tim Cook right now?
No,
to be the
no that guy wouldn't stand a chance.
What if you had a knife against your car?
Knife against my car?
Knife versus car.
What if you had a knife against your car? Would you just let it slide?
I got a quick solution for you, Clay. I would probably hit the gas pedal.
Okay, so that's smart.
Oh.
I forgot I was dealing with a thing.
I hit the gas pedal and I just vroom.
You'd probably be like this.
I go, okay.
Wow, you really are a singing guy.
I go, I'm good. Tim Cook back. Fuck you. And he wouldn't stand a chance. He'd be like, oh my God, he just really said it to me. Fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
Fucking Apple. You know what? I got a butt beef to pick with Apple. Apple, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Honestly. You know, all these people buying, oh, you gotta have your Apple products, millennials. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah, go
honestly,
off.
Yes.
Here, oh, my God.
Here's something. Okay. I wouldn't have to hire someone to pick up the leaves.
Yes.
If you would just get off your phone for a second and maybe do a little yard work.
Wow. Yes.
Jimmy, wow. Chad, yes. Jason, yes. Whatever your name is.
Yes.
Your name's Jimmy.
These kids on there, have you seen this?
Go!
No, I'm not kidding.
Seriously.
What? Seen what?
I seen it.
Okay, my car, I got messed up. I had to ride the bus.
Is it Tim Cook?
Okay? It's someone else.
Let's hear him out. What is it?
I was on the bus. I was like, I'm just looking around. Like, oh, this is kind of cool. I'm looking around everything. Oh, this is a cool building. I haven't seen that building before. I'm just looking around, generally having a good old time here. It's daytime. And it's raining, so I'm going to have to be dry. Everyone's on their phone.
Yeah.
Everyone's on their phone, especially the kids.
On
and
the
I say,
bus?
Excuse me, hi, how's homework going for you? Type.
What kind of stuff are they looking at?
They're looking at Apple shit.
Like what?
Looking
like
at Apple shit.
Tim Cook tweets.
They're looking at Apple shit. Fuck, stupid Mr. Game Boy.
Probably
Facebook crap.
Oh my
now,
God.
Now, when you were a kid, did you ever have a video game?
No.
What?
No, when I was a kid, we didn't have
My dad would get pissed.
Well, what would he say?
He'd piss and make us like, get out there and fucking throw him to stay. Like, oh, what, Dad?
Oh, he hit you?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then would you ever, did you ever get a car when you were a teenager?
Stole my dad's car.
Fuck you, Dad.
That was the last time I saw him.
Fuck you, Dad.
Wait, do you still have your dad's stolen car?
I got a bunch of cars.
Yeah. That's cool.
You know why these kids don't care about cars? All they want is that stupid iPhone. Yeah. God.
I'm right there with you, pal.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. Did you just fart?
Yeah. These kids, they're not even farting.
Kids don't fart.
They won't fart. They'll fart on an app.
Oh, wait, let me. Oh, he sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really stinks in here.
Farting.
Ooh. They're not farting. The millennials don't even fucking fart.
Jimmy, come on.
Go off.
Oh,
it's Johnny, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just so sick of these fucking millennials. Look at their phones. They won't even fart.
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny.
Oh, come on. Johnny.
This is so bad.
This is absolutely the worst.
Oh, God, no. And then I'll fart. Oh, someone open a window.
You got an app for that, probably?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm just sick of this shit.
Use the window opening app.
Have you been to Whole Foods? God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, where do they get off?
Yeah.
Did you know that in 1997, the Blues Brothers did the halftime show?
Oh, that's music.
Yes.
Yeah, that is music.
Oh, I love the blues.
They go,
I'm a showman. That's music.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And then famously, Prince did the halftime show. He's got the most famous one.
He's a good singer.
He's a great singer, guitar man. And it was raining and beautiful. Then Maroon 5.
It's like rain
on a sudden.
What does this Maroon 5 guy do?
He's a great singer.
His name is Adam.
No, I know what he does, but what is he doing during this halftime show?
Oh, he's just basically just singing.
Oh yeah, we got to that.
What more do you want?
So he sings. SpongeBob comes up. A meteor hits the stadium.
What?
Yeah, Travis Scott. Travis Scott starts.
Who's that? Who's Travis Scott?
He's a rapper. He starts performing.
What about Travis Barker?
He's not there.
He's still alive.
He's on the Joe Rogan podcast.
He was on Joe Rogan.
Which is crazy because I think later we have him and Joe Rogan are both on our podcast.
But Travis Barker.
Go off.
What?
He got hurt.
Yeah, he got in an airplane accident.
I hate his drumming.
What? Why?
Exactly. I'm a jazz guy.
See, I love it because it's like very jazz inspired. That's why I like it.
It sucks.
Whoa. Okay. Johnny, you're really going off.
Yeah. I like this. I actually like this.
This is a side
attitude
of Johnny that I'd never seen.
Yeah.
Well, first with how kids don't fart anymore.
Wait, what are you wait, what's
he keeps
wait, what's
farting.
Johnny.
Oh, come on. Johnny, oh, you gotta stop.
Johnny, quit farting.
It's
never stop.
Wait, come back here. Johnny, quit driving.
Get out of your car.
Oh.
You just drove by to fart.
You know why I fart a lot?
Why?
Because I eat vegetables.
Okay.
And I also eat hamburgers.
What's your fiber intake?
They put the petition together to get a veggie burger at work.
Yes.
Give me a freaking break.
Oh, jeez.
What are you going to do, a petition to what it's going to be?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, to what it's going to be.
How many times is it going to stop?
Yeah.
So what if we're going to just be there with everybody asking for what they want when it's Monday?
Okay, let's do a recap of this episode.
Freaking Monday. Give me a break.
Oh, wait. So Maroon 5 man plays. He takes off clothes. Travis Scott comes down. Big Boy comes in car.
Who does he rap for, Travis Scott?
He's just a rapper.
He's just a guy.
He's a solo.
He's like He's like an Atlanta.
Because you don't have an iPhone.
What? But what do you mean that he's from Atlanta? What is that? So does what about Outkast?
Yeah, Big Boy was there.
Big
Boy did perform.
What about who's Travis Scott? The same name as Big Boy?
No.
Nice.
Because Big Boy's not his real name.
Is not?
Well, actually, Johnny brings up a good point. What if Big Boy is actually Travis Scott?
So there's two rappers and one singer.
Yeah.
Was there another singer too?
Alicia Keys?
No, it's just Maroon 5.
I
think this is an all-male performance.
I've never seen him, but I've just...
Hosting the Grammys.
She has a feeling.
Who's hosting the Grammys?
Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big part of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I did like that. Yeah,
so she's going to host the Grammys. Maroon 5 man takes off all his clothes, he sings song, and then that's over.
Yeah, ooh,
yeah, and that's the end, and everyone is like applauding, it's really big, it's great. Everyone's
it's like better, everyone's saying better than Prince.
What would you give? What would you give the Babadoos, the 80 from the 89?
Well, that's 10 out of 10.
Looking up Travis Scott.
No question, that's 10 out of 10.
And then what do you give Maroon 5 as a comparison?
I'd give it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Okay, Rod?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is as good as Bamboozle.
What is this?
10 out of 10.
And I gotta give it a 10 out of 10.
What's the best Travis Scott song?
I don't know, man.
I can't even think of what the main Travis Scott song is.
My name is Travis Scott all the time. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I think that's it.
He was John Wick.
What?
What?
He is John Wick.
Is that the one that guy, the guy's...
Seth Gary's John Wick.
Oh, yeah, no, Travis Scott is
John Wick?
He's the John Wick of music videos.
Wait a second,
Wick. Wait, we actually have a special guest a couple of special guests just came in. I feel like we should just ask him a quick... We record in the same studio as our boy Joe Rogan, and so I feel like maybe he's here, he is a podcast king, maybe we should ask him some questions about what he thought about... What, Super Bowl and Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. Well, Johnny seems like he's the most passionate here about stuff. Give us the hot question then. And have it be a real hard-hitting question.
If you could ask Joe or Travis anything.
Joe or Travis?
Yeah, I mean, they're here. So,
they're here. And then,
hey, Joe, Travis, good to see you guys again. Joe, good to see you again. If I ask, about Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, or
anything.
Or,
anything. Or, like, what's your thoughts on kids? Usually
you can ask him about farting.
Okay, Joe... What's up with these freaking this virtue signaling that's going on online?
How, like, schedule your time and?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. It's like just learn to schedule your time.
That's it's time management. Okay, ask him another one.
Well, so as far as like,
and tell me which one you want.
Okay. Answer. Well, what I'm so confused about is like, you can be in the military, but you can't have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
How do you rectify that?
Fuck, man, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. Like, who knows how many rock stars you're making right now just...
Oh.
I see, yeah, because it's like, it causes a...
Yeah, because beers are cool.
Okay, now really give it like a really, really, really heartfelt question.
Okay.
And Joe, can I speak to you man to man for 1 second? can you, I know that you want to be like this bow hunter, and I know you want to be this tough guy, hard-hitting boy, but I want you to listen to Johnny's question, and I want you to really give me a really good answer.
And Travis, feel free to talk if you need to.
Yeah, if Travis, if you want to talk before Joe, even as it's directed to Joe, go for it, my man.
Okay, Johnny.
Johnny, you have the mic.
Hey, Joe and Travis. A couple years ago, I was flying Delta Comfort, and I was sitting next to a woman who had previously, in that same day in the bathroom, found a very large breast lump. And she had a doctor with her who said it was definitely cancer. And they talked about it. And by the end of the flight, we all talked, and she realized
Joe was getting a little teary.
Cancer could be a real thing in her life. And I shared my...
Travis is wiping his eyes.
I had cancer. I knew a person with cancer, and it was a thing that we dealt with. So what I'm saying here is, how do you deal with death in life when it comes for us too soon?
To walk away from your fucking very successful band to go do that shit? Like, I have nothing but respect for his passion.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Passion.
Yeah.
But it's like... I couldn't do that.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's like, that just, it really shows, like, he's, you know.
And one more question, Johnny.
Did you see, guys, what did you guys think about when Freddie Mercury had a solo career in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody?
Wait, who's this for?
This is for Travis.
Okay, Travis.
I just reminded about what he said. It just kind of made me think about that a little bit, actually.
And now, Travis, can
you? I have a good question.
To who?
For Joe and Travis.
Okay.
Did you see the Zoe Kravitz ASMR commercial for the new beer?
And?
What did you think?
I had the foot, and then I got home. I did the surgery, and I was like 6 months on crutches and just recovering. It was terrible.
Sick.
Yeah, he really had he didn't like it.
Sick.
I guess it really affected him.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It made me want to fucking vomit, actually.
Oh. It made me want to go to the doctor and have surgery.
New ASMR surgery.
What do you mean?
Where everything is ASMR all the time. They basically hook up your ears to your asshole. Everything is ASMR whenever.
Can I tell you a funny story about a fart?
Go ahead.
One time I was in bed with a girl and we were at her house.
Where the story's going.
And as someone in the, it was the middle of the night, and I heard someone outside turn on a hose.
Mm-hmm.
And went, and I was like, that's weird. It's 4 a.m. Why does someone turn on a hose? And then I realized that it was her fart.
Oh, she's got an open, she's got what we call an open hatch.
It sounded just like a hose.
Well, that's a little something that reminds me of Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah.
That's what we call an open hatch.
It's a little bit of a porno. And trust me, we all know about us fellas here, we know about porno.
It's what we call knock it off the hinges. Oops.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take this. I think we're getting to the tail end.
Yeah. Okay. So, in summation, I think Freddie Mercury, good. I think halftime talent. I think we all love.
What about this 40?
40 is great, starring Johnny.
Star Johnny.
Johnny is not Jimmy, he's Johnny.
Yes.
Johnny wants fart. Yes, Johnny likes cars.
I also have a name of Dirk Kenwood, is another name I perform under.
Oh, okay, Dirk Kenwood.
When I do character work.
But wait, so you do character work as Dirk?
Or Dirk Kenwood.
That's just how you're credited. When you're doing a character.
Look up Dirk Kenwood on IMDb. Okay. We find some fun stuff.
Okay, great. We really, I guess, since we're coming to the end, we really encourage everybody to review our podcast. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
10 out of 10.
And give us 10 out of 10. And some reviews that we got it out of. It got from the podcast review place. Priceless. Is I give this podcast is bueno, and that's from Alfonso Caron.
Okay, rate it.
And he gave us 5 stars.
No, but you rate him, okay?
Oh. I rate, so because I give that a 10 out of 10, because that is a
pick your favorite one.
Is it like Uber?
No.
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
Yeah.
You guys ever seen Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Wow.
What's your favorite part of Black Mirror?
I mean, I think it's probably what it is about Black Mirror. It's that It's like, wow, that could happen.
Yeah.
Technology
technology goes fast.
Because I think, honestly, this sounds crazy, but a lot of stuff when I'm watching Black Mirror, I'm like, oh, I thought about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just didn't do anything. I know.
Google, MySpace, Facebook, where am I? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because
that's the problem.
Yeah, you're falling.
We're just so disconnected with technology that it's like.
I got a Twitter, my YouTube. Ah!
God. I know. You know what? Remember when people used to go to the barber shop?
Oh, my God.
God.
Now nobody goes.
Yeah, no one goes.
Now if you want to be a senator, you got to fuck a pig.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. I hate
Did you pick the comment, the review of the week?
My favorite review of the week.
Another one was honorable mention. Thank you so much.
That's from Alfonso Crone. This one is from 10 out of 10 would listen again. I would call myself a film enthusiast. However, I hate going to the movies. With the American Arts and Culture Review podcast, I never have to go to another theater ever again. Listen at your leisure to best friends beautifully retell the entire plot of today's great films. For all of these reasons and more, I give this podcast a 10 out of 10.
That's our review of the week, baby! Yeah. Do you want to get mentioned on the week? Oh, you might need it.
Thank you very much to Johnny Pemberton.
I'll tell you one thing. I only go to movies in France.
Why?
Wow.
It's a different thing. Respect over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's our number one audience member, Rod Berry.
I'm Wimmer
Thomas. And that's Clay Thanos.
And don't forget to buy our dirty merch. Go to
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.